Jack's mother said, "We're stony broke. Go out and find a wealthy bloke who'll buy our cow. Just say she's worth at least £100, but don't you dare let him know that she's as old as Billy-O." Jack led the old brown cow away and came back later in the day and said, "Oh, mummies dear, guess what your clever boy has got? I really don't know how, a super trade in for our cow." The mother said, "You little creep, I bet you sold her much too cheap." When Jack produced one lousy bean, his startled mother, turning green, leaped high up in the air and cried, "I'm absolutely stupefied. You crazy boy, do you really mean you sold our Daisy for a bean?" She snatched the bean, she yelled, "You chump," and flung it in the rubbish dump. Then summoning up all her power, she beat the boy for half an hour, using, and nothing could be meaner, the handle of a vacuum cleaner. At 10 p.m. or thereabout, the bean began to sprout. By morning it had grown so tall, you couldn't see the top at all. Young Jack cried, "Mom, admit it now, it's better than a rotten cow." The mother said, "You lunatic, where are the beans that I can pick?" "There's not one bean, it's bare as bare." "No, no," cried Jack, "you look up there, look very high, you'll behold, each single leaf is solid gold. By Gollikins, the boy was right, now glistening in the morning light." The mother actually perceives a massive, lovely golden leaves. She yells out, "My sainted souls, I'll sell the mini and buy a roll." "Don't just stand there and gape, you little clot. Get up there and grab the lot." Jack was nimble, Jack was keen. He scrambled up the mighty bean. Up, up he went without a stop, but just as he reached near the top, a ghastly, frightening thing occurred. Not far above his head he heard a big, deep voice, a rumbling thing that made the very heavens ring. It shouted loud, "Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman." Jack was frightened, Jack was quick, and down he climbed in half a tick. "Oh, Mum," he cried, "believe you me, there's something nasty up our tree. I saw him, Mum, my gizzards froze, a giant with a clever nose." "A clever nose?" his mother hissed. "You must be going around a twist. He smelled me out, I swear it, Mum. He said he smelled an Englishman." The mother said, "And well he might. I told you every single night to take a bath because you smell. But would you do it? Would you, hell? You even make your mother shrink because of your unholy stink." Jack answered, "Well, if you're so clean, why don't you climb up that crazy bean?" The mother cried. By gad, I will. There's life within the old dog still. She hitched her skirt above her knee and disappeared right up the tree. Now would the giant smell his mum? Jack listened for the fee-fo-fum. He gazed aloft, he wondered when the dreaded words would come, and then. From somewhere high above the ground, there came a frightening crunching sound. He heard the giant mutter twice, "By gosh, that tasted very nice. Although, in this grumpy tones, I wish there weren't so many bones." "By Christopher," Jack cried, "my gum, the giant's eaten my mum. He smelled her out. She's in his belly. I had a hunch she was much too smelly. Jack stood there gazing longingly upon the huge golden tree. He murmured softly, "Golly gosh, I guess I have to take a wash. If I am gonna climb this tree without the giant smelling me. In fact, a bath, my only hope." He rushed indoors and grabbed the soap. He scrubbed his body everywhere. He even washed and rinsed his hair. He did his teeth, he blew his nose, and went out smelling like a rose. Once more he climbed the bean, the mighty bean. The giant sat there, gross, obscene, muttering through his vicious teeth, while Jack sat tensely just beneath, muttering loudly, "Fee-fi-fo-fum. Right now I can't smell anyone." Jack waited till the giant slept. Then out along the boughs he crept and gathered so much gold, I swear, he was an instant millionaire. "A bath," he said, "does seem to pay. I'm gonna have one every day."